Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 410, 69 degrees on this Wednesday, May 7th, 2025. Thanks for joining us for the second hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show today. Lots to talk about. So Penn State has now included its trustees as a level of shielding, if you ask me, as it plans to vote on the campus closure that could run afoul of some transparency laws. It's also not the first time that they've run afoul of the Sunshine Act and open records and such like that. The Penn State Board of Trustees plans to meet virtually this month to determine the fate of multiple campuses, a decision that will impact the future of thousands of students and employees. However, the online-only nature of the meeting could run afoul of the Pennsylvania public meetings laws, according to some legal experts. There's nothing in Pennsylvania law that allows a virtual-only public meeting under the Sunshine Act, says Melissa Maluski, as she's a media counsel for the Pennsylvania News Media Association. If the meeting's legality is challenged in court, a judge could potentially overturn any decision made at that meeting, she added. So this adds a lot of questions to this meeting and what they decide. And listen, you're talking about thousands of employees and thousands of students. There's most likely going to be a lawsuit here. What's more so is they're going to meet in person a week before this so-called virtual meeting. And originally, it was said that the school president would be making this decision solely. Now, all of a sudden, the trustees are voting on it. So there's a lot of murky levels here. Trustees will not consider closures on the campus-by-campus basis when they hold a special meeting, a university spokesperson stated. Instead, they will vote on a single plan for President Neely Bendapudi proposing which campuses to shutter. The plan will require a simple majority to pass. Trustees, now all these trustees will gather at the University Park campus this week for a series of in-person meetings ahead of the graduation festivities. But campus closures are not on the agenda. So you have to ask yourself, if all these trustees are getting together this week because graduation's coming and they have to make some decisions and such, why wouldn't this be on the agenda? Why would they do something as such controversial as closing campuses? You know, quite a few, to be honest. A lot of them in our area. Why would they relinquish that to an online internet meeting when they're meeting this week? Just a week later, they're going to hold this vote for this online campus closure meeting. Why not add it to the agenda? Now, you have to start asking yourself these questions. It's interesting, these rough decisions, how the levels of shielding for themselves comes up. And if you recall, our former county commissioner, Matt McGloin, is a trustee at Penn State. He ran for that while he was the county commissioner for, howbeit a short amount of time. And after he stuck the residents of Lackawanna County with a 33% tax increase, you know, kind of fled the scene as a county commissioner and is in the background now. Nowhere to be seen. Well, here you go again as a treasurer for Penn State University. We'll make a decision to possibly close many of our campuses and, again, do it virtually, not in the public, not in the person to anyone, not to be questioned. According to three people with knowledge of the board's schedule, trustees are instead expected to vote on the president's proposal when they meet virtually this month. The trustees held a similar virtual-only meeting in May to pass a $700 million Beaver Stadium renovation plan. Wonder if anybody's going to challenge that. They held a virtually-only meeting to pass a $700 million Beaver Stadium renovation plan. This structure could be problematic, legal experts say, of the Pennsylvania Sunshine Act, a law requiring transparency and public access to the meetings of governing bodies like the Penn State Board. Doesn't expressly allow for virtual-only meetings. However, only a judge can rule whether the law was broken. If there's an issue under the Sunshine Act and someone feels the law has been violated, they have the statutory right to pursue the issue in court. If the court would find that there was a violation, the court could do a number of things, including rescind any official action taken at the public meeting. In recent weeks, some trustees have questioned the university's stated reasons and goals behind shutting down locations. The first sign of public fractures among leaders over how Penn State is handling the statewide campus system. Meanwhile, the people whose livelihoods and communities are at risk have grown more vocal. We've seen that here. An open letter to trustees asking Penn State to consider options other than closing locations received hundreds of signatures. Hundreds is really not a lot if you look at the tens of thousands of alumni and communities that the Penn State system serves. Although it's unclear if board leadership will see it. Andrea Adolph, a Penn State New Kingston professor who authored the piece, said the letter is too long for the board's online public comment portal. The primary way the board gets public input, the website limits submissions to 500 words. So you could talk to the board of one of our premier universities in Pennsylvania, Penn State University, but you have to do it in 500 words or less, is what they're saying. Penn State has not allowed in-person or virtually spoken comments during public meetings since 2021. So you complain about your five-minute threshold here in Scranton City Council or in Lackawanna County, there's a time limit, and who can speak. Penn State doesn't even allow comments, public comments, during their meetings. And again, they just voted on a $700 million stadium renovation. An attorney who specializes in public meeting law told the press a strong legal argument could be made that the board's conduct exploits loopholes in Pennsylvania's transparency statute and is contrary to what the General Assembly intended. If you're going to go and you're going to have days back-to-back meeting and then 5 days later you're doing a virtual meeting just because it's more of a stickier subject, I think you're in hot water as far as the Sunshine Act is concerned. This attorney who specializes in public law, Joy Ramsing, said. Neither Penn State's Office of Strategic Communications or board leaders responded to questions about the public comment procedures or the legality of its virtual meeting. The details of the president's proposal to close campuses remain unknown. The university has previously said that it will keep at least 8 of its locations, Abingdon, not the one close to us, Altoona, Barron, Berks, Brandywine, Great Valley, Harrisburg, and Lehigh Valley. These campuses have the largest enrollments and are in regions of the state with stable or growing populations. The remaining locations, Beaver, Du Bois, Fayette, Greater Allegheny, Hazleton, Mont Alto, New Kingsland, Schuylkill, Scranton, Shenango, Wilkes-Barre, and York are under review by the president's administration and could close after the 2026-27 academic year. The university has said it will retain a presence in Northeast Pennsylvania and the Pittsburgh region. What does that mean, though? Until announcement last month, it was unclear whether the university's governing body would be involved in the decision. University spokesperson previously declined to say whether or how trustees would be involved, and the president said publicly that closing campuses was an administrative decision she would make. Board support might not be unanimous. So the university president said this is going to be an administrative decision that I'm going to make. The board's not going to be involved in this. Now all of a sudden the board's going to make a decision in this based on her recommendation. As of April, a group of 5 current and former university leaders and current Kluent alumni trustees, Ted Brown and Jay Paterno, published an op-ed in statecollege.com calling on the university to delay a decision until other options are considered. The declining Commonwealth campus enrollments, often cited in arguments for closure, have flattened in recent years, and the statewide system budget deficit cost Penn State less than 1% of its total budget, the group argued. Paterno told reporters that when he would like to see more innovative choices for the campuses beyond staying open or closing. Trustees should be more involved with the plan. Given the potential impact, he said, I would rather be a year late than a day early on a decision this big. Alice Pope, another co-author of the op-ed and emerita trustee who cannot vote on the proposal, told reporters she feels the decision is being rushed. Before we take irreversible steps of closing any of our campuses, it seems to me we should first come together as a community and reimagine how we should fulfill our land grant mission for the next 100 years, she wrote in a statement. Until very recently, we were all under the impression that the board was all there, all on board, and perhaps even hired Budapende to do this work, she told the reporters. As of May 6, the letter received more than 600 signatures. Now, the Penn State trustees usually vote in a majority of about 85%. All they need is 51% to approve this process. So if you look at the history of the Penn State Board of Trustees, it almost looks like whatever the president decides is going to be a done deal, unless they band together and say, we want another option. But again, this letter and this trustee emeritus said that was the president hired to do this in the first place. Well, if that's the case, then it looks like we're losing some colleges locally. But the Sunshine Act violations and the openness of this meeting, the fact that they will be meeting in person this week and then 5 days later taking a virtual meeting for something they can handle in person, has to lead you to believe that there's more going on here than just the financial status of the university. And are they looking for more cover for the bad news for a lot of people across the Commonwealth? I guess we'll find out shortly enough. It's 4:22 here at WILK, time for 2020 traffic and weather together.